flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, nephew, you are here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us?
Shirley, the title of this is called My Bones Are Weak. My bones are weak. And you need more calcium. Where can you get that?
What, vitamin D? Supplements?
Supplements, of course. Calcium. But you know what's better than that? Breast milk.
What?
Yeah. What? Why everybody get quiet all of a sudden?
Breast milk, dog.
Yeah. So, Junior, what we're going to do is call this man and ask him, can I have some of his wife breast milk? Because my bones is weak.
What? She just had a baby. I don't know what to say.
I mean, for real, like that, sir. You don't see nothing wrong
that
with
baby
it?
That baby is not using all that breast milk. You know what I'm saying?
There's plenty of leftover milk.
All right. Cat dog, if you would, my bones is weak. My bones is weak.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Ron.
Yeah,
this is Ron. Hey, Ron, how you doing? It's Foley, man. How are you, brother?
I'm good, Foley.
Hey, I want to congratulate you, man, on the baby, man. I wasn't able to make it to the baby shower, man, but want to congratulate you on the baby, man, and all of that, man. Much success to you, man, you and the wife.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Foley.
Yeah, Foley, man. I didn't get, my wife, Danita, she came to the baby shower, man. So, she was telling me how nice it was, how successful it was, man. So wanted to give you big ups. I heard the baby came and everything, and I wanted to just call.
A little girl.
Y'all had a little girl?
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations, man. Congratulations, Ron. I wanted to definitely call and congratulate, man. And
Real quick, what baby shower was your wife at? Because we had two. We had one for my side of the family and then one for my wife's side because, they live different places and stuff, man. So which one do you think she was at?
Probably on your wife's side,
Okay. She knows my wife?
Well, no, see, Danita is actually friends with Kendra. Now, you know Kendra, right?
Oh, yeah, I know Kendra. Yeah, that's a good friend of
Okay, she was with Kendra.
Okay, yeah, she comes, they play cards,
Okay, yeah, she was with Kendra, man, and she was just telling me how successful, man, how nice it was, and laid out baby shower. I wasn't able to make it, man. I've been a little under the weather, bro.
With
God's help, man, I'll be able to get back on my feet. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right.
So, hey, man, I just, congratulations again, man. The beautiful baby girl. Man, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, thank you. I'm sorry, man, but I can't fully. I'm trying to remember you and trying to place you in. I can't do it. Have we met?
No. My bad, man. I'm sorry, dog. Nah, me and you, we haven't met at all. My wife knows Kendra. They hang out, and I guess she's dabbled a couple times and been around. Your wife is Marilyn, right?
Yeah, that's my wife.
Okay, yeah. I guess she's been in the presence of Marilyn, man. So, I kind of got your number from my wife, man, and she got it from Kendra, so I kind of wanted to holler at you,
Which one are you talking about?
Actually, man, like I say, man, I've been down for a minute, I came from the doctor yesterday, and my bones, man, my bones are deteriorating, That's kind of what I've been going through, man.
Okay.
And if I don't get the proper medication that I need, man, then we, you know, it within the next 3 months here, dog, it could get pretty bad. You know what I'm saying?
Well, man, I'm sorry to hear that, bro. You know, all I can do is pray for you, man, and you know.
Well, man, the doctor told me that if
don't
I
cry, bro, don't cry, man.
The doctor told me, man, that you know, if I get the right medication, man, that you know, I could get back up to 75-80% healthy again. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know, it's just a rare type of thing that I need to try and get.
Okay.
And I think that you might be. I think you can help me.
Yo, be strong, man. Be strong. Just, man, sit down, man. Be strong, bro. It's going to be all right,
but
man.
I think
it's going to be all right. God is with you. I'll pray for you. I'll do all I can. I don't know.
Well, actually, the doctor told me, man, that for 6 months, if I drunk breast milk, it will put enough calcium and stuff back into my bones that would get me back up to 70-85% healthy.
Breast milk?
Yeah.
I ain't got no breast, bro, so, you know.
Well, it's not you, Ron. You don't, you know, but, you know, your wife does, though.
Whoa. You talking about my wife's breast, man?
I'm not directly, man. I'm just saying that she can, you know, I mean, if I had her breast milk for like 6 months straight, man, I could get back whole again, man.
Hold the f*** up. You don't talk about a man's wife or her breast milk. I just had a f*** baby, man. Are you serious?
I'm just
you're asking for my wife's breast milk, man.
Man, I'm just asking y'all to share it for 6 months.
We can't share no breast milk with you, man. You got the wrong one, man.
The wrong one.
So you said your name was what?
My name's Foley, man.
This is wrong, man.
Okay.
Wrong.
No, we're just talking about 6 months of breast milk, man. 6 months
my
of
breast milk. My wife's breast milk. We ain't talking about just no breast milk.
And I understand.
My wife's breast milk, man.
I understand that, man. But we're talking about you saving a life, man. A life.
I ain't the one.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What if y'all would have had twins, man? Y'all would have been breastfeeding two babies. Just look at it as if we twins.
What the f***? Man, I'm getting the f*** off this phone because I don't know who the f*** you are. You need to chill the f*** out, man. You need to go get on your knees, pray that your bones get healed or whatever the f***. You got the wrong f*** number, man.
Listen, man, all I'm saying is I got one more thing I want to say, and then I'll let you know, all right?
I just want to get off the phone, call Kendra, and find out why the f*** gave you my number, because that's how you got it.
Can I say one more thing, man?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Go ahead.
Can I say it?
Say it, man.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Kendra and your wife Marilyn got me to prank phone call you. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, man. Ooh, y'all are good, man. Whoa, Ron. Man, my wife, man, Kendra, boy.
Did I get you, man?
Yeah, y'all got me, man. Y'all got me.
I
got them too. They done started something.
Hey, one more thing. What's the baddest radio station in the land, man?
Man, it is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Man, wow, man.
Really?
Now, that's stupid right there.
Yeah. See,
you should know.
Stupid. That's stupid with a purpose. And that's how you're supposed to do it. Stupid with a purpose. Soundstage and Graceland. That's Memphis, Tennessee. Soundstage, Graceland. Memphis, Tennessee. I will be just as stupid that Saturday night. That's February the 8th. Saturday night. That's right before the big game on Sunday. But catch the nephew Saturday night. Memphis, Tennessee, and everybody around the way. Tickets on sale right now. Stupid is coming to town. Graceland, baby. Elvis.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.